The judgment by arbitrator Robin A. Romero ruled that Franklin County Sheriff Jim Raymond violated the rights of his deputies by not allowing their union representative access to the workplace. According to Teamsters Local Union 839's business agent, Jesus Alvarez Jr., the sheriff violated both negotiated contract and the longstanding established practice.
And I always would go in, they would take me to different places. And as soon as people started questioning the sheriff after they would talk to me, things started going sour. There was one officer that started questioning. They started getting investigated.
Alvarez contends union members are being retaliated against. The union filed a grievance alleging a violation of the Collective Bargaining Agreement, or CBA, and also filed an unfair practice complaint. Teamsters local secretary treasurer Russell Shervins describes what he says is the sheriff's reaction after the ruling.
The day that Jim Raymond basically told us to go pound sand and that he was going to do what he was going to do, and he didn't care what the arbitrator says, he doesn't care what anybody says.
Sheriff Raymond denies that he has stopped employees from speaking to their union representatives and plans to fight the arbitration in Franklin County Superior Court. Raymond says he allows employees to meet with their union reps outside the building.
What this is an effort by the local Teamsters Union to gain control of a correctional facility, that authority from me, and put it into their hands so they can just run around and do as they please. And if you can quote me, you can do whatever, but it'll be a cold day in hell before I'll ever let.
Raymond said when he was first elected as sheriff, the jail was under federal lawsuits and mandates, and today is an accredited facility. With his new policy, he has improved the jail in the best interests of safety for inmates and employees. Raymond says he will follow the CBA to the letter, but will not follow the ruling of the arbitrator. Raymond says the Teamsters are going to continue the fight.
If they don't like my decisions, then they have to go to the Franklin County Superior Court for a superior judge to order me. I can just tell you that if a superior court judge tells me that I'm going to do that, then I'm going to be done being the sheriff.
For Northwest Public Broadcasting, I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.